Om Shanti, so welcome back. And we have this session today by Sister Radhika, who will be taking us through this session on solutions for daily life. So there will be simple problems that we all face, and Sister will be guiding us through how to analyze it in the right way, use wisdom and apply it so that we find simple solutions to all our problems, all our challenges. So I'd first like to introduce Radhika Ben. Radhika Ben is currently stationed in Hyderabad. She takes care of the centers in and around Panjagutta, that is in Hyderabad. Some of you must be from Hyderabad too. And she's been practicing meditation since, and is Rajyoga teacher since almost 30 years, and dedicated her life to the services of the organization from the past 25 years. Sister is very creative, and she's been, I think some of you already know that Sister has written that book, Solutions for Daily Life, that book that you've, it's based on the questions that people have asked, and also there's another book, Steps to Success. And Sister also continuously creates concepts for trainings and seminars, programs, where based on spiritual wisdom, being a master's in psychology and also having the rich wisdom of spiritual knowledge and continuously experimenting. So Sister has been able to bring benefit to a lot of people, both in India and abroad. She travels extensively. She's the most invited both in India and abroad. A lot of people on an individual level also have taken benefit from her counseling and also her programs. So thank you, Radhika Ben, for being with us. And shall we hear a warm welcome for Radhika Ben from all of you? Thank you so much. Those sitting in the back, if you can join in the front, it will be very nice. Thank you.
Om Shanti. The topic, solutions for daily life, the topic itself does not indicate that you will have problems every day. So you should be looking for solutions every day. That is not the premise of this session. The aim is to understand that at a given time, I should be able to have the right thought at the right time, the right awareness, the right decision, so that I don't look back and regret it. That I have said things which are appropriate. I have made decisions which have created, you know, a path for many others, and there has been success. So it is just not that I have a problem, so I need to find a solution, but it is more about how prepared am I if there would be a problem in the future. So it is that kind of an insight where I'm talking to myself, not about the problem, but thinking about how do I manage myself through the problem so that I'm not affected by it. I remember I was flying from Hyderabad to Mumbai, and I had someone sitting next to me. It is back in 2007. It was the recession period, and people are going through hard times. And this gentleman was talking to me, and he said, Sister, I'm going through a very bad phase, and I'm a builder, and I have these huge complexes that I have made, and nobody's buying it. And I've got, I'm in trouble with all the banks. So the thing that strikes me is meditation, because I'm a meditation teacher. So I asked him, how did you try meditation? Because you must be so stressed. Did you try it? He said, is this the time to meditate, Sister? I need to solve all my problems. I need to rectify all that. And then when I get time, I'm surely I'll get in touch with you. He never got in touch with me. And it must have been a year or so, I don't know how many years, but there was this Rotary Club program in some part of Hyderabad. And instantly I recognized him. He was sitting in the audience. They had invited me to speak on something. So after the session, he rushes to me and said, "Sister, do you remember me?" I said, "Yes, that flight, we did speak." And he said, "I've overcome all my problems. And I'm making new projects in Hyderabad." I said, "Because of your determination and patience, you've overcome it. And that's wonderful." He said, "No." I said, "What? I thought I said something very positive, isn't it?" But he didn't really agree with me. He said, "Sister, no. I have gone through the problem. I have come out successfully. And I thought I've done it well. And then I got a gift." I said, "What gift?" "I had to go to the doctor, and I have high blood pressure, and I'm diabetes suddenly." And I asked them, "Why?" And the doctor says, "Stress. There's no other reason but stress." So I thought I was managing, you know, but internally I wasn't. So solutions for daily life is about not putting myself through hardships when there are situations. There is a situation out there, but I don't have to go through it and suffer it too. Right? So I remember someone, he's having a lot of problems in his company. He's a chairman of a company. And one of our senior sisters, she was talking to him and said, "Bhai sahab, aap chinta ne karo, sab theek ho jayenga." She was just giving a little reassurance, you know, that things will be all right. He looked at her and said, "Sab to theek hai na, didi? Sab theek hai? To newspaper mein to aaya na, itte sare problems hai and all that with your company." He said, "Problems are there. Yahan khatam ho gaye. It will always be there. Something or other is always there. But to think about it and think about it and think about it, I can become the problem. How about being a solution-oriented person? Let us say, like, when there's a problem and there's a conflict with somebody, I might just give an advice. How about going and saying sorry and then forgiving and let it go? It's so easy for me to say, isn't it? Just let go. Forget it. You would say, "Sister, I know that solution. I've read about it. I know it myself. I know I'm supposed to forgive. I'm supposed to say it's okay, past is past and all that. I'm not able to do that. To forgive that person itself is a problem for me. So what do I do when people say, look within yourself and change? Because when you look at yourself, there's a solution. When you look out there, it's a problem. But then if I have to look within myself, I'll have to have a wonderful and a very great opinion about myself so that I can do something good. Because we're in this campus, it's a very beautiful campus, and I've had very beautiful experiences here. Back in 96, we had a training, and we had, you know, sisters like me and brothers and all who had come from more than 100 countries, from all over, from different centers all over the world, and we were here for 1 month. So I remember at that time, there was this workshop which was going on, and we had to discuss. And they were talking about invisible barriers. Invisible barriers are something that you cannot see. Bahar se dikhai padta problem, par real problem tapne andar hota hai, which is not, it's hidden, and we don't know about it. So they said, find out your internal barriers. What are those hidden barriers? So we discuss kar rahe the. A little subtler level we need to ask ourselves. So this one of this, a group members, he was from Africa. For somewhere from Nairobi or something. He said, "My problem is that nobody listens to me. Ye mera problem hai. Bahut badi problem hai. Koi sunta nahi hai. Ghar pe ya office pe. Koi sunta. Sab apna sunane wale hai. To I'm very disturbed. Ye problem hai." So the one who's facilitating our group, he was from Brazil. So he said, "How about finding your internal barriers and everything? How about your hidden barriers?" He didn't like that conversation. He said, "No, I'm talking about my problem and you're telling me to go somewhere deeper than that." I said, "No, you need to find out." So he said, I'll take a break and I'm not going to join this group for today. So he went. I don't know, some silence, a lot of places here where you can sit in silence and reflect, you know. So, pata nahi, wo baithe honge kahan, silence mein. He didn't come the whole day, he didn't come the next day morning. We saw him walking by and I said, why don't you join us? What's happening? So he said, I found out my hidden barrier. So share to karo na. At least we can pick up from it, you know, and learn. Why don't you come and join? So he comes in and he says, I found out my hidden barrier, but I'm not very comfortable sharing it. So then I said, how about sharing something around it? Not the same thing, but around it, something, you know. But then he thought for a while and he said, I'll share it. He said, I came to know that nobody listens to me because I don't listen to anybody. That is a hidden barrier. So actually I am the problem. So the thing is, so many times we ignore these internal barriers and we try to solve everything out there. So we are fighting the wrong enemy. And thak jayenge na? Because that is not the real problem. Bar. It's about how much time I spend in telling myself that it's not like I'm bad so I should change. I'm not good, I should change. No, I am good. So why shouldn't I, you know, find different ways to deal with things? Not the same old ways. There's a person who runs a company, I know him. His son was studying in Yale. And, you know, he's gone to very good universities abroad. And so naturally he's very confident. And he was coming back to become a director of his company. So in many conversations, his father noticed that he's becoming, I wouldn't call it arrogant, but overconfident. Like, you know, I know everything and I'm going to come and change everything in India, you know, that kind of a thing. So he was little, you know, concerned about it, the father. So he told me, sister, he's like, you know, arrogant and he talks, I don't know what not he talks. So I said, you know, we're not going to deal with him. He's not the problem. How are you going to manage yourself with him? Is the whole important thing. How do I manage him? No. That is not solution-oriented thinking. We can't manage him. How do I manage myself with him? Yeah? What are the tools do I require? What values do I require? What kind of quality of thinking does it need? You know, this is, I think you need to work on that. So he came and they had this board meeting first day to introduce his son. This is Aditya. And he's joining us as, you know, one of the directors of this company. Now, he's well-educated and very less experienced, but very educated. The very first conversation, or rather, he addressed the whole of the board members, Aditya. He says, I don't believe in experience. I know you've all put in 30, 40 years of experience. I don't respect experience. Bring something new to the table. And that is when I think you are something. Or else I don't respect just because you put in so many years. That's very, you know, it is very, what you call as insulting, rude. You can name whatever you want. The father was like, he knew something like this is going to happen. But you know what he did? He said, that is, he didn't say anything there. And later on when he was having a conversation with him, he said, you're very smart. Whatever you spoke there, I need to think about it. I really need to think about it. Yes, we need something new on the table. And you know what? The one who's going to bring anything new to the table is you. So you're going to bring something new to the table and show them what you are. That's about it. Solution-oriented conversation. Tumhe himmat kaise hui aise baat karne ke liye? Tu kaun hota hai? This is how usually a father would say, right? He said, no. I don't want to. He said, I don't want to take that path. I know where it will lead to. Conflict and conflicts and conflict. There's no end to it. Pehle se hi samajhna. This is called solution for daily life. Aise ne problem aa jaye, main baith ke sochu main kya karu. Why did I create a problem first place at all? There was this lady, I know her very well, back in Hyderabad. She's, you know, usually when she has a problem, she comes to meet me. Not any time, you know, only when a problem is there. So she comes and she says, you know, I'm in deep trouble and I have a problem. I said, what happened? She said, it's my niece, Griha Pravesh. You know, she's having a new house in Hyderabad. And she sent up across a card, you know, invitation card to us, to me and my husband. But she didn't send it to her, you know, her cousins, you know, like my children. They both are in Bangalore and she didn't send. And so my damad and my bahu, they both are saying, we are not going, we didn't get invitation, hum kaise jayenge? So the thing is, I told my husband they didn't get invitation and my husband said, tum bhi nahi jao. Tu kyun, tumhare bachchon ko nahi mila, tum kaise ja sakti hai, tum nahi jana, bas baithe raho yahan. Tumhara family aisi hai, bekar. So he's insulting my family, he's talking so bad about my family and I'm feeling very bad, sister. And every day I'm listening to this and she's crying. And I thought for a while and then I said, see, there is, you know, if you want a solution, you need simple thinking. Complicated thinking se koi kaam nahi banega. You need simple thinking. She's your niece, right? You would have carried her when she was young. You would have fed her also sometimes. Itta to close honge aapke. Haan hai. Theek hai. Aapko kya karna hai? Phone karo. What is her name? Malini. Call Malini. If she doesn't have manners, teacher. Aray cards wahan bhi bejo. Now they're married. Your cousins are married. Send cards. Acha. Theek hai. If she doesn't remember, remind her. Cards bejo. Tu bhool gayi kya? Woh dono ko bhi aana hai na? Itta simple kaam hai. Why did you have to go tell your husband? Will he solve the problem? He's creating problem. Isn't it? Simple cheez hai na? So why do we dig my own grave and then sit and cry? I have to have that preparation. Ki ye situation mein, mujhe kaun si value use karna hai? Because it's all there. The whole treasure of qualities and virtues are all inside. But I need to have the right choice to pick up what and when and how. That's all. Time hi nahi denge. That I'm jumping from one situation, from one relationship to another, and I want quick solutions. Aisa nahi hota hai. Time dena padta hai. Back in Hyderabad, there is a company. And this person is, he is not a boss. He's not the super boss, but he's like the team head. So he goes up to one of his subordinates and he says, jaldi jaldi karo, boss ko gussa aayega. So he looked at him and said, bolne ka tera jo dang hai na, thoda change karo. Because they're all of the same age. Thoda bolne ka dang, just change the way you're speaking. So what do you mean? Main aise kahun ki baithe raho aaram se, aise? Kaam karana hai na, I have to make you do that work. Jaldi jaldi karo. So he said, change the way you say. Then teach me. Tell me how am I supposed to talk to you? Tell me. So that boy says, tell, jaldi jaldi karo, boss khush ho jayega. Ye bolo na. Thoda sochna padta hai. Thoda sochna padta hai. Bolna to wahi hai. Kehte, sister, gusse ke bina to kaam nahi hota. You need to have that little patience to use a tool or a technique. Aur dil se aata hai, barabar aata hai. Because the thing is, if you don't have time, you don't give time, your heart doesn't work. Your head works too much and your heart gets palpitations only with anxiety. Simple, ek step mein solution ho jata hai. Okay, I want loyalty. Kisi ne kaha mereko? I want loyalty, sister, from my employees. Ek bhi loyal nahi hai, they can leave this job and go to another in a jiffy. They've got a lot of offers out there, they can leave. I want loyalty. And I said, I don't usually give lectures on topics. I usually give examples of what I have seen. So I told him, I'll give you an example. There is this city called Visakhapatnam in Andhra. And in that city, there is this man who actually did a fellowship and everything in Harvard and everything. And he's working there since 30 years. Their children, they always tell him, Papa, you've been to Harvard, you've been all these places. And why are you in this small company over 30 years? अब्रॉड का जो अपॉर्चुनिटीज मिलते वो ले लो. सो वन ऑफ द सन्स ही कम्स अप टू मी, आई वॉज देयर, ही टोल्ड मी पापा को ही स्पॉइल्ड हिज करियर बाय इन दिस बीइंग इन दिस कंपनी. So I asked him, why your children are complaining? Why is it that you've chosen to be in this company? I mean, I have no problem with you being in this company, but why are you in it? He said, the first day when I joined the company, there was an orientation program, it's like thing that everybody introduces themselves. The chairman and a few directors had come onto the stage, and sab apna apna naam bataya. There were 40 odd of, you know, were sitting there. Sub introduction ho gaya, then they talked about their what principles or motto, whatever of the company, and then the chairman left after that. And then a month later, the chairman was walking down the corridor with his entourage or whatever, all the people with him is walking down, and he wanted to say good morning. This man's name is Ravi. So he was a young executive in that company then. He just wanted to say hello and good morning to him. So as soon as he passed by, he just said, good morning, sir. And he turned to him and he took his hand and patted him. And he said, Ravi, Ravi, Ravi. He remembered him. And he said, your name is Ravi, right? So Ravi, Ravi, Ravi. And then he walked away. He said, 3 pats, 30 years. That's it. Loyalty. Barabar mil gayi. मैंने इंसेंटिव दो, ये दो, वो दो, पेपटॉक तो नहीं होता है. एक स्टेप है सॉल्यूशन. एंड एवरी टाइम somebody I was talking to, and I told her, she said, you know, my brother, she there's a family of 5 sisters, and the youngest is a brother. He's in his 30s, and all of them are in 50s and 60s. So a lot of age gap. And he's in Delhi with his wife, and the wife is also very young, in her 20s. So they come, the ancestral property, everything went to the brother. So they have this ceremony for the parents and anniversary and everything. So he conducts these programs, this ceremony, and the whole the family members come. So in one of those occasions, the sister-in-law, the young one, comes up to the, all the sister-in-laws and says, Mummy ke saadiyan hai cupboard mein, aapko chahiye to le lena. They're all lying there in that property. So, you want you take? So, all of them rush into the mother's room to take saris. She comes back, the 26-year-old. Let me call her Ina. She comes inside and she says, that aapne jo bhi mummy ko gift diye hai na, wohi lena. Whatever you've given gift to my mother-in-law, that is your mother, only those saris you take. They felt highly insulted. Said, ye mummy ka ghar hai. ये मम्मी का रूम है, मम्मी की साड़ियां हैं, हमारे साड़ियां वो. Who is she to come and talk? And what happens among sisters is they'll keep calling each other and aggravating it. तो इतना बड़ी बात हो गई कि that girl has changed the brother completely. It's come to that point. She has poisoned our brother. So that brother calls them, one of the sisters, and says, Didi, ठीक लगा सेरेमनी? रीना ने बहुत मेहनत की, अब सबको अच्छे गिफ्ट्स मिले ना. व्हाट वुड शी से? शी सेड, क्या गिफ्ट्स क्या है, योर वाइफ हैज इंसल्टेड अस, वी आर नॉट एट ऑल हैप्पी, वी आर ऑल अपसेट विद हर. ही सेड, आई कांट मेक यू हैप्पी इन माय होल लाइफ. एंड ही बैंग द फोन डाउन. एंड ही इज नॉट बीन टॉक, व्हेन आई मेट हर, ही इज नॉट बीन टॉकिंग टू हर देम फॉर द पास्ट 2 मंथ्स. ही इज नॉट, इट डजंट बीन पिक अप द फोन्स ऑफ एनी ऑफ द सिस्टर्स. So see, she snatched him away from us. And she's crying, crying. I didn't know, because they were not ready to listen to me. They were crying so much. 3 sisters had come. All of them are crying. Then I said, Jab se main Brahma Kumari mein aayi hu na, I told, main jhoot bolna seekh li. They said, what sister? I said, main bahut jhoot bolti hu. I lie a lot. Why? Why should you? I said, it seems to work. What, how does it work? I said, let's say a couple come and they're fighting. Lot of conflicts. I tell them, aap dono alag alag time par aana. Aap subah aana, aap sham ko aana. Because both of you shout together, I'm not understanding anything. So separate time. So she comes in the morning, and when he comes in the evening, for example, I tell him, your wife was talking something nice about you. Kuch bhi nahi boli hungi. Aur bolne mein kya jata? She's talking something nice about you. She said, you're so understanding, you're so this, you're hardworking. And then he will hear through all that, and then he'll say, didi, actually hamare beech mein koi problem hai hi nahi. अच्छा हाँ कुछ भी नहीं छोटी-छोटी बातें हैं हर कपल में होता है मन बराबर होता है आफ्टर अ फ्यू वीक्स लेटर द गर्ल कॉल्स मी एंड सेज पता नहीं दीदी आपके साथ बैठने के बाद ये बहुत चेंज हो गए कुछ नहीं मेरे साथ बैठने की बात नहीं मैं झूठ बोली अभी झूठ बोलने में क्या जाता तो शी सेड व्हाई आर यू टेलिंग मी दिस आई सेड व्हेन ही कॉल्ड यू How was the of the ceremony, Didi? आपको झूठ बोलो बहुत अच्छा था क्या wonderful gifts थे हाँ बहुत enjoy किए सब किए पर क्या है ना then you tell put the masala भी क्या हुआ ना तुम्हारी बीवी को इतना समझ नहीं है छोटी है ना तो समझा दे बस हो गया ना solution simple solution why do I magnify it make it so big and I become the part of the problem and then now I want a solution nahi hota because mujhe solution hi nahi chahiye actually speaking we usually do one exercise that let us say this chair I mean you can't move it but let's say you're sitting on a chair which you can move और आप पैर एकदम नीचे कर लेंगे अब कर लो हो सके तो नीचे एकदम नीचे ऐसा कर लो और एकदम टाइट ऐसे पकड़ लेना आप हो ना यहाँ ज्ञान सरोवर में आप कब तक हो यू आर देयर टिल 13th राइट 13th और 14th फाइन लाइक यू थिंकिंग जब तक मैं यहाँ हूँ 14th 15th तक हूँ मैं ये चेयर छोड़ने वाला नहीं ये मेरा चेयर है मेरे को यहीं बैठना है This is where I'm going to sit. Then this is my chair and I will take it with me. Okay? Soch mein kya jata? Now can you move it? If you were to hold it like this, can you move this chair outside? Can you? Impossible hai na? Bilkul impossible hai. Ab isko bahar lekar jana hi honga, toh apko uthna hai na isse uthna hai, toh phir isko utha sakenge. Isn't it? That's the only way that you can take this out. So consider this chair to be a problem. आप उस पर बैठ गए तो आप ही प्रॉब्लम हो ना प्रॉब्लम है कब तक I've seen people who have not spoken about their problems and they've solved it. Somebody, I think, just a few months ago, she calls and says, you know, my husband is having an affair, this and that. I said, chup chap, ghar mein finish kar do. Don't include others. Finish it there. ठीक हो जाता है ठीक हो जाता है यू फाइंड अ वे यू नो कॉन्वर्सेशन जो भी करना है कर लो और कर बाहर लेकर जाएंगे तो आई कांट गारंटी आई रियली कांट सो द थिंग इज जितना कम सोचो उतना फास्ट सोल्यूशन आता है ज्यादा सोचने से यू नो दे सेड ही इज अ वेरी डिफिकल्ट पर्सन बिकॉज यू बीन थिंकिंग टू मच अबाउट दैट पर्सन So it's become a problem. Jada sochte hain, sochte hain, sochne se. That, you know, you are actually becoming a problem. I remember long back when I was studying, there used to be this clinic run by a psychiatrist. So I used to go and volunteer there. So my work was only to, you know, to take case studies and sit and talk to the patient sitting there and all. The doctor would tell, jo bhi reception ke paas baithe, you go and talk to them. Just have conversation. And I remember when going and talking to one of the patients or whatever, the client that he had, and he said, my problem is negative thinking. I was very naive then. I didn't have that kind of experience, nor the wisdom, nor the maturity. So I, very happily, I thought I was a great advisor. I told him, positive socho na. You have negative thinking problem, think positive, what is there? So I went to a British library, it was nearby a library, and I referred to all these self-help books. Nahi hote. So wahan se itte sare points nikal ke, I wrote 20 points and I gave him. And I said, repeat it to yourself every day. Theek ho jayega. So he seemed quite pleased and he took the paper and everything and all. And then after my vacation, I go back again, like, you know, during my college hours. And then I see him sitting there. I went up to him and said, "Kya ho gaya aapko? Not practicing that list." He said, "Every day I'm practicing, madam. But wo jo bhi aapne kaha na, wo sab yahan hai, yahan utarta hi nahi hai." I don't believe it. I'm telling myself I'm full of all resources. I don't believe it. Na? All that matters is believing in it, and then you have solution. When I was coming to Gyan Saro the first time with a group, it was an international conference and the spirit of the 21st century. I remember that's a topic. So people from all over the world are coming for the conference. So hamari yahan se ek fertilizer company hai, wahan se HR head ko lekar aana tha. I don't know who he is, I've never seen him. So airport mein hi milna tha and I was his guide. Ab main gayi airport mein, I don't know who it is actually. When we sat, and that his seat was just next to me, and unfortunately or fortunately for him, he doesn't like to come to Mount Abu, I came to know. I asked him how, you know, what are your food habits and everything. I was asking for that he can have a comfortable stay, but he wasn't very keen. He kept on reading his newspaper and not talking. So I thought, fine, you know, maybe some people need to be on their own and all that. So after a while he said, "Madam, don't feel bad, visitor." I said, "Well, what happened?" "I don't want to come to Abu, but Zabardasti, they have sponsored me that I have to come for this conference." I said, "Okay, why you don't want to come? It's a very beautiful place." He said, "Look, don't mind, but I have a problem." "What is that?" He said, "Whenever I smoke. Now, if you, in that particular thing is written, don't smoke in our campus. You know, you're not supposed to smoke in this campus because we need to keep the sanctity here. So, aap aise rule bana diye. So, if I don't smoke, I get palpitations. I get perspiration. I get giddiness. What do I do?" "Oh my God, it sounds like heart attack only if he doesn't smoke." So as soon as we landed in Ahmedabad, I called a senior sister in Mumbai. I said, "Didi, ye bhai ko to heart attack aa jayega, smoke nahi karenge to." So Didi said, "Kya kare fir?" "No, pata nahi Didi, abhi campus mein to nahi kar sakte. But he is having lot of side effects, don't know what happened." So Didi said, "Usko bolo bahar ja ke kare fir." Tell him. So I took permission from someone here and said, "If bahar jayenge." Then I asked, "Bhai sahab, aapko kab karna hai?" So he said, "After lunch, after dinner, after..." Oh my God, he had a whole lot of list. I said, "After every meal, you just can't go on your own. I will be there so that I can tell our security brother to let you out. Okay? So I will give ishara, then you can come out when you're eating." So every day, like breakfast time, I'll go and do that. And he's so happy. And then he'll take one bag and come running. Come, chal sister. And all. And I'll take him and I'll show him and I'll come back. This is happening for a whole day, that morning, afternoon, evening and everything. And then the next day, he's made friends from all different countries and he's eating with them and everything and all. I'll do ishara. And then he comes up to me and says, "Sister, you don't come." I said, "What? You don't come. As soon as I see you, I'm remembering smoking." "Aap nahi dikho bas." "Achha, achha, theek hai, no problem. I won't come then." No. The whole 4 or 5 days he was here, he didn't even ask me to, you know, to get permission to go out, nothing. And then when we traveled, when we're coming also, we traveled together in the cab. He stopped the car also 2-3 times. So when we're going back, he never stopped. I said, "You brother, you are okay? No perspiration, no palpitation." He said, "Nothing, sister, I've made up my mind. Why should I have a habit which does not allow me to enjoy any environment? Bar bar mere ko kyun, jo bhi environment, I'll enjoy, no?" This happened in 2000, I don't know when. He's never smoked after that. Never. He's not in the same company anyway, he's in a different company, but he's never. One thought. Solution is in one thought. This is, जैसे कहती हूँ कि चलो ठीक है, ऐसा मुख से कहते ठीक है कोई बात नहीं, कोई बात, वो मन में आए, है ना. आई हैड समवन ऑन द फोन एंड ही सेड आई वॉन्ट टू लर्न मेडिटेशन. सर किस लिए? आई जस्ट आई वॉन्ट टू नो वाई, आपको क्यों सीखना है मेडिटेशन. एंड शी सेड कोई बात नहीं, ये है ना सेंटेंस मन में बार बार आना है, अपने आप आना है, जबरदस्ती नहीं, नेचुरली आना है. कोई बात, कोई बात, कितना अच्छा है, वही सोल्यूशन है ना. कोई बात नहीं, छोटी बात है, होता है. There's a girl who usually when people ask me, sister, there is 9 months gap for engagement. I always tell them, don't keep such a long gap, sir. So 1 or 2 months and then get them married. Why 6, 7 months? No, they want to know each other. How much ever you know after marriage, only you'll have to know, actually. So I said, no, you don't keep such a gap. This one girl, she decided to have 9 months gap. And that boy is in Delhi, she's in Hyderabad. He'll come every 2 Saturdays of a month. He'll fly down to spend time with her and know her and everything. So she's like in one place, she tells me, it's called Barista. So she's sitting in that place and waiting for this boy. He didn't turn up. He was supposed to come from his, wherever he's staying. 45 minutes. Then she comes out and he comes and parks his car and he sees her, smiles and waves. She took a stone and threw at him. Really she did. Not like that. Like that. She really... And he, you know, ducked, got into the car and drove away and he broke the engagement. Okay, now he has a choice. You can't force him. I asked her, what happened? Maine thought ki baat kar rahi hun. Kya hua? She said, she's sitting inside and thinking, this man has no respect for me. Before marriage itself, he has no respect. Now after marriage, what will happen? He doesn't even message. He doesn't even tell me he's coming late. What can? But boy's phone got discharged. He was stuck in the traffic. But she's thinking that. So she thought, now let me go out and stand. So when she stood out, he came. So I said, he came? No, then why did you throw a stone? No, sister. The problem was he was smiling. Abhi muskurana nahi chahiye na. Oh, I'm sorry. Like that, he should come. No. He's smiling, he's coming. So I threw. One thought. And one thought is benefit of doubt. Main kehti hu. I use this word. Benefit of, give a benefit of doubt for the people around you. Ye jaan bujh ke koi kahenge, no, I should go late. Let us suffer this disrespect. Koon sochega aise? Koi nahi sochega. So why am I allowing my mind to take so many thoughts in the direction that it has to come into action in that way and in conversations? And that boy turned out to be a very decent boy. I told him, don't tell anyone that she threw a stone. Ladki ki life hai, please. I called and told him. He didn't tell anybody. Till now he never told anybody. I don't know, but it never came out. How do I see others? Oh, it all depends on how I see myself. I'm very insecure, then I'm very insecure with you. I'm very uncertain about my future, then I cannot trust what will happen to you in your future. Everything gets back to who I am and what I think about myself. I happen to have somebody, I've never met him, but he saw me in one lecture. So he called me and said, Didi, I'm going to send my wife and my daughter to you. My daughter has failed her 11th, miserably. But she was the third highest in school when she passed out in 10th. What happened? Social media, I don't know what it is. Can you sit and talk to her? I said, yeah, my wife is bringing. The wife comes. She won't let me talk to the girl. She's only talking. Mere bhai ke bacche hain, IIT mein gaye hain, mere naak katwa di, iPad leke baithti. Continuous, she's crying and talking. And I felt she needs counseling, meditation, all that. But that girl has no expression and she's staring into space. And this mother is talking. And then, in between she'll say, maybe she wants to change her subject. Didi, pucho. I said, the girl's name Ramya. Ramya, you want to change to sciences? You want to leave mathematics? No expression, like shrugging. Ask her, she wants to learn meditation, Didi. You want to learn meditation? Nothing, no conversation, I'm not able to connect to her also. And then one day, after 2-3 days, the father calls and says, I'm coming to drop her. My wife is occupied. I said, no problem. So he comes, he drops her, and then he says, can I brief you about her? My wife must have briefed her. I said, a lot of briefing has taken place. All no, but I would like to say something. I said, please sit down. And he says, sister, I have. She was born 1990, October 10th, 9:20 a.m. Acha. And that moment, Didi, my fortune got awakened. She's brought fortune into my life. A diamond, Didi. Diamond. ये सोचेगी ना करके दिखाएगी बस पॉलिशिंग के लिए लेकर आए हैं अ बॉटल टू पर शी विल मेक अप अ माइंड एंड शी विल डू शी इज अ डायमंड ही इज सो हैप्पीली ही स्टक एंड आई सेड आई वांट टू हियर मोर एंड देन आई सी रम्या हर होल एक्सप्रेशन हैज चेंज्ड सडनली शी हेल्ड ऑन टू अ फादर्स हैंड एंड पुल्ड हिम एंड शी स्टार्टेड सेइंग पापा मैं करके दिखाएंगी पापा मैं करके दिखाएंगी दैट्स ऑल That's all it takes. क्या देखना है डायमंड देखो ना वही देखना है इतना घंटे 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 किसी के बारे में सुनाने से कोई फायदा तो है नहीं सोल्यूशन इज आई हैव टू सी हर एज अ डायमंड यू वेर यू फाइंड डायमंड्स इन द रफ ओनली फर्स्ट टू हैव दैट अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट आई एम अ डायमंड एंड वॉट काइंड ऑफ अ डायमंड आर यू अनिता कैन यू शो द लिस्ट प्लीज यू टेल मी वॉट काइंड ऑफ अ डायमंड यू आर So that is where the solution begins. Kahan dikhayenge? Acha, there. Acha, okay. You're able to see it? Okay. Tell me what kind of a diamond you are. Are you an enthusiastic diamond? Are you an honest diamond? What kind? What is that? All these virtues are there within you. But there are this one specific quality that is predominantly existing in you. In every situation, everything, it has helped you. Recognize who you are, what kind of a diamond you are. There is a virtue, one particular one is detachment. Don't take it as something that you need to cut off from people or some. That's not a virtue. It's not clinging on to things. That kind of detachment we're talking about. Yeah. Have you selected who you are? Okay. Now, a small little exercise we will do. Now let us say I have a name. My name is Shanti. And I have no peace in my life. It doesn't make sense, does it? Most of our names don't define us. So whatever you selected is you. That should be your name because that describes you. Right? So I would like you to reintroduce yourself. Like, let us say, like you are introducing, like to each other, you're going to reintroduce yourself and say, hello, I'm enthusiasm. Whatever your virtue is, hello, I'm enthusiasm. The other person would say, hello, I am, appreciation. Oh, nice to meet you, appreciation. Nice to meet you, enthusiasm. So this is how you meet each other, right? And for this exercise, you meet as many people as you can. You need to walk around. When we did this exercise in one company, right in front of me, this person came up and he said, I don't remember what it was, something like, I'm honesty. And he said, I said, don't challenge him. Please don't. If you know him, don't challenge him, because that's who he is. He's telling you he's honesty, right? Let's respect each other, okay? Another place, I had another experience where this person, his virtue was enthusiasm. He went up to someone and he's saying, enthusiasm. And he's not even listening to the other person. But here, listen to the other one and be happy to greet and meet each other. So for this exercise, you need to get up. You will get to meet a lot of people. Go ahead and meet as many people as you can. Anita. Okay. Thank you. Can all come back? I'm sure you all met quite a few. And I'm sure you would want to continue doing so. So did you all like the exercise? To have this awareness all the time. Like if someone were to wake you up in the middle of the night and ask you, tell me the list of virtues that defines your family members. You should be able to say like that, like that, like that. It should be that clear. And if you have that awareness all the time, then what happens is even if their behavior is not according to what you like, you'll remember that they are actually this. They are actually this. There's a very slight difference between compromising with a person. Compromising is a problem actually. And understanding is a solution. Right? So compromise is very complicated, very quick, but it's very complicated. It can keep on boiling inside and it'll burst out sometime and people can't understand you at all. But when you understand, it takes a little energy, little time, and one of these virtues you have to use to be able to understand someone or a situation. I'll give you an example. We used to, the center that I am in, it's on a hills, it's called Nagarjuna Hills. And very, just adjacent to our center, there is this management college called ICFAI. They shifted to their campus a few years ago, but it was there at that time. One of the students walked in one day, and he said that he's come from Nagpur, and his roommate is from Delhi, and he's the dirtiest boy in this whole world. He soaks his clothes and never washes it. And comes to the class late wearing this boy's shirt. If you ask him, why are you wearing my shirt? He says, what are friends for? Learn to share. He has chocolate wrappers everywhere. You know, it's dirty. This boy is spending a whole lot of time cleaning the room. He said, you know, mujhe saaf sutra, you know, kamra chahiye padne ke liye. You know, this boy is very dirty. And I've already paid for this place and I can't leave it also. So what do I do, sister? So I said, he wants a dirty room, he'll dirty it. You want a clean room, you clean it. Abhi usme aur kya, didi, ye kya solution hai? What kind of solution is this? I said, look, you have to do what you have to do, but would you like to compromise or you want to understand? He said, what is the difference? How do I go about? I said, look, this boy is dirty, careless, and all sorts of weaknesses, what all. Does he have anything good in him at all? Kuch bhi achcha hi hai ki nahi is ladke mein? He thought for a while and said, didi, ye achcha coffee banata hai. Coffee pasand hai tumko? I like coffee. Acha, take care. Aur kuch? Finance subject mein, I'm little poor and he coaches me. I said, wow, that's very good. Anything else? Ghar se paise time par nahi aate, to he lends me and he does not ask it back. Wow. What else do you want? So, now clean the room. Par ye nahi socho, ye ganda ladka hai, ganda ladka. Nahi. Achha coffee banata hai. Finance mein coach karta hai. Paise deta hai, wapas leta nahi. Aise, sochte sochte tum clean karo, isko kehte understanding. Bas aur kuch hai nahi isme. So he said, will it work? I said, it'll work like magic, you try. I don't know, I lost touch with him. Once in a while he'd call up and he'll, you know, festival mein wish karna bas itta hi tha. One day he called me and said, didi, aaj mera birthday hai, I want to come and take blessings. I said, aajao na abhi, itni nazdik hai na, unka college nahi didi. I'm going to my home, thoda I'll take a shower and everything, I'll come. I said, theek. He calls me again, in just a few minutes later. I said, kya hua? Didi, surprise hai. Kya hua? Pura mera kamra neat hai. Neat? Very neat and clean and table ke upar card rakha hua hai. Uske upar likha hua hai ki this is my birthday gift to you. Enjoy. His roommate has signed it. When you understand, others change. You're a part of the solution. There was a program in Bangalore, and, you know, I went just for a half a day. Airport ke paas hi ek hotel hai, wahi program tha. I remember the one who heads that, I think it was HPCL or some company, the one who heads that company, he asked a question. In a very funny note, you know, he's not a really serious one, but funnily, he said, Didi, kya karna hai? I have a habit of throwing wet towels on the bed. And opening cupboards and not closing it. Always opening cupboard. My wife eternally nags and eternally she's after me all the time. It's become a problem. Anytime we sit, she'll say, "Aap aise karte ho, aise karte ho." You know, all that she'll complain. What do I do? How do I stop her not to nag? So somebody said, "Close the cupboards." So he said, "I'm not able to. How much ever I tell myself, I'm not able to." Ab iske solution kya hai? And I said, "You know what you should do. Whenever you get a time, sometime." You, without any connection, without anything, just like random, you go to your wife and you say, "Aap nahi to main kya kar sakta tha? Aap ho to mere cupboards band hai. Aap ho to mera towel dry ho raha hai. What would I do without you?" And I don't know how to thank you that how many times I keep it open and you keep closing it. How much patience and tolerance you have. Can you do that to your wife? She will never complain. Never. Appreciate karlo na. What I'd like you all to do is to see that list. The list is still on? It's still there? Yeah. See the list and think about the problem which is nagging you, you know. Thoda ek problem hai, jaise relationship honge, ke work front honga, ya कुछ भी पास्ट होगा, जो कुछ भी है, आप सोचो कौन से गुण इसमें से आप अपनाएंगे तो वो प्रॉब्लम प्रॉब्लम ही नहीं रहेगा। सी दैट वन पर्टिकुलर वर्च्यू दैट इफ यू वे टू इम्बाइब इट द प्रॉब्लम इज नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम एट ऑल। There is a difference between tolerance and suppression. Now let us say, if I were to ask you, remember those times when you tolerated, you will only remember those times when you suppressed. Because when you have tolerated something, you won't even know because there is no pain in it. कई चीजें जैसे आप टॉलरेट कर लेते हो तो लगता है आप कैसे कर लिए, आपको कोई बड़ी बात नहीं लगेगी। बड़ी बात नहीं लगती है मन और टॉलरेंस से, बड़ी बात लग रही है मन ये सप्रेशन है। लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल इफ समवन इज सप्रेसिंग, आपको सहानुभूति होंगी लेकिन वो बेचारे, यू नो लाइक दैट फीलिंग यू गेट, कितना भुगत रहे, कितना इनके साथ ऐसा हो रहा, दैट फीलिंग यू गेट। बट इफ समवन इज टॉलरेटिंग, यू फील इनके जैसा मैं क्यों नहीं हूं, टच ही नहीं करते, कोई भी चीज टच ही नहीं होता उनको। डिफरेंस समझ में आ रहा है? सो वॉट वी डू मोस्टली इज वी सप्रेस एंड थिंक इट इज टॉलरेंस, इट ड्रेन्स एनर्जी। सप्रेशन इज अ कॉम्प्रोमाइज। सो टॉलरेंस इज द पेन इज नॉट, इट्स वेरी नेचुरल। समझ होती है ना, दैट्स वाई। So did you select that virtue? If you were to imbibe, it's not at all a problem. Yeah? So you have a list of solutions then. This is solution for daily life. Somebody was telling me, I always have a conflict with my colleague. Every meeting I have a conflict. Whatever I say, he has to say something to taunt me. I don't know what is, he may be jealous of me, I don't know. I'm going for a vacation. He said, what is the solution? I asked him. He said, I'm going for a vacation to Goa. I need a break. He went to Goa. He called me. Didi, koi thoughts dena na kaam karne ke liye mind ko. Maine kaha, ab Goa gaye kyun? To enjoy or whatever. He's saying, yahan to main bas, I'm only remembering my colleague. Din raat. Problem kahan hai? Yahan hai na? Yahan hai. So the solution is, I told him, whenever you go to a meeting, you think, इसमें से क्या मैं उठाऊं, कौन से गुण उठाऊं, आज थोड़ा मैं पेशेंस लेकर जाता, मे बी आई विल टेक अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ करेज टू फेस हिम, क्या लेकर जाऊं, सो दैट आई डोंट थिंक द वे दैट आई हैव ऑलवेज बीन थिंकिंग। इफ आई थिंक द वे आई ऑलवेज थॉट, आई विल ऑलवेज गेट व्हाट आई ऑलवेज डन। कुछ नया तो मिलने वाला नहीं है, isn't it? So did you find what you need to imbibe? Right? Detachment. Detachment is that kind of virtue where there are things that you want it done, there are things that it should be in the way that it has to be, that you want, and it is not happening. पर आप उसको पकड़ के बैठते नहीं हो कि मेरे अनुसार नहीं हुआ, मुझे जैसे चाहिए वैसे नहीं हुआ, जैसे मुझे माना मुझे रिस्पेक्ट चाहिए उन्होंने नहीं दिया, बार बार उसको पकड़ के, माना पास्ट की कोई 20 साल पहले की बात भी नहीं छोड़ते। थोड़ा डिटैचमेंट चाहिए, एट द सेम टाइम टू हैव दैट अवेयरनेस दैट आई एम दीज क्वालिटीज, नॉट जस्ट अचीवमेंट है कि कोई मेरे ओपिनियन है कि कोई क्या मेरे बारे में सोचते, उससे थोड़े डिटैच होके मैं ये हूं ना, दिस इज हु आई एम, ये जो लोग सोचेंगे करेंगे वो, हाउ मच एम आई एबल टू प्रूव टू एनीबडी एनीथिंग, दिस इज व्हाट आई एम, दिस अमाउंट ऑफ सिक्योरिटी इफ आई हैव दैट इज कॉल्ड सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट। self-respect से detachment आता है, नहीं तो नहीं आता. I want to prove myself continuously. And then what happens? It drains the energy, no? Clinging on. They say, huh, see? Understanding is the foundation of all this. In the sense, you can understand with appreciation. You can understand with honesty. Different. All the virtues, there is understanding in it. But it depends upon the situation. Kai situation may, like, you know, I'm very enthusiastic. You can't be enthusiastic when someone dies. You have to be peaceful. Better or... I'm very cheerful. I want to make everyone laugh. Nahi, wo jagah nahi hai. Kisi ko hasane ke liye. Where you were saying? Ego is a self-exaggerated concept hai. कि मैं ये हूं, मैं वो हूं. उसकी ऑपोजिट में सेल्फ रेस्पेक्ट नहीं है, इन्फीरियरिटी है. इन्फीरियरिटी इज पुटिंग माई सेल्फ डाउन. कुछ भी गलत होता मेरे वजह से हुआ, मैं कभी, आई एम वेरी अनलकी, नथिंग गुड हैपन्स टू मी. दैट ईगो इज लाइक, यू नो, आई एम द ग्रेटेस्ट. एंड यू कैन थिंक यू आर द ग्रेटेस्ट, बट यू थिंक आई एम ग्रेटर देन अदर्स. ये दो एक्सट्रीमिटी में है. ये दोनों में the more ego you have, that shows, if your egoistic outside, that means you're inferior inside. If you're inferior outside, that means your ego inside. How do we know that? Because both of them have one weakness, common weakness, sensitivity. Both sensitive hote hain, dono. Ye dono ka independent between hai self-respect. I know my strengths, I know my weaknesses. I'm not ignorant about my weaknesses. I know who I am. Mujhe pata hai. Isliye I don't give in to jealousy, because I know what my capacity is. So that is self-respect. Right in between. Like just maine kaha na, diamond dekho apne aapko, diamond. Okay? So the understanding is that I have to stabilize myself in this virtues. What am I? Kehte, jaisi smriti, smriti means awareness, vaisi man ki sthiti hai. What you tell yourself who you are, the kind of man ki sthiti. Jaisi man ki sthiti, vaisi vritti hai, the attitude you form. Jaisi vritti hai, vaisi drishti, the way you see the world. It determines how you see the world. Or jaisi drishti hai, vaisi kriti, the kind of actions you perform. Or jaisi kriti hai, vaisi srishti hai, that is the kind of world you make. To jaisi srishti hai, phir vaisi smriti. It goes back to that. It's a cycle. You start with that awareness that I am peace. It's a good beginning, na? I remember in Hyderabad, I was driving the car, and that in that turn you have to drive slow, right? So I drove slow, and there was a hospital, so you're supposed to go more slow. One car hit me, he must be going fast. He hit me from behind. And I was thinking, don't know how many dents I have from behind or not, but when I saw from the rear view, his car has totally got crushed. Because I'm going slow and he hit me. I don't know what the reason was, but it totally got crushed. And so I thought, now I'll take the car a little in the front and, you know, park it and see what happened to this car. Before I could even do anything, that person drove past me, thinking that I'm going away, and parked right in front of me, not letting me go any further. And he got out of the car. You know how it is, that road rage kind of a thing? He got out of the car. I have never heard such abuses in my whole life. And he's abusing and he's coming towards me. So I, the sister next to me, we're just two sisters, we are driving down. So I turned to the sister and said, Archana, kya karna, what's our protocol? Kya karna hota hai? Log to utar ke baat karte hai na, to hum bhi baat karna. He said, she said, lock the car. Don't even, you know, open it. I said, really? Yeah, don't. Because look at this man, how he is coming. And he's looking like he's going to come and hit me. ही वॉज दैट एंग नेचुरली नो इनका कार इतना सबोटैश हो गया. तो ही इज कमिंग एंड एज ही इज नियरिंग एंड नियरिंग एंड देन ही सीज देर इज दैट वुमन ड्राइवर. ही डिड लाइक दिस एंड ही वेंट अवे. एंड वॉट हैपेंड? आई थॉट आई एम गोइंग टू हैव अ कॉन्वर्सेशन, आई एम गोइंग टू कन्विंस हिम एंड वॉट नॉट, एंड ही जस्ट ड्रोव अवे. I mean, at least for repair he can take, no? Whatever, you know, will do. I think, you know, I started thinking, what would be the thing that he drove away? Okay, he met a woman driver, forget it, or from childhood he must have been trained, you should not, you know, hit women. You cannot hit women, that is wrong. And if you hit women, others will come and hit you on the road anyway. So, don't hit, something like that. So, what you have practiced in your life, in the peak of anger also, you will get reminded. Kitna aapne apne andar practice kiya, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. Problem, peace. Nothing, no practice. Situation, aap bolo, I am peace, kuch nahi. I'll fall into pieces. Nahi aata hai. It's like going for a shopping with no money. How pathetic is that? Thoda jamma karo. Spiritual bank mein thoda jamma karo. And go and face situations. That is the solution. Andar bank, spiritual bankruptcy hai. Aur bahar situations ko face karte jaar. It's very troublesome then. Then the mind gets affected, you know. It gets affected. It takes ages to bring it back again. Bahut time lagta hai. Itte thoughts chalte, chalte, chalte rahenge. मैं अपने आप को प्रिपेयर कर लाइक हाउ यू सेव इन बैंक्स ना लाइक रखते हैं ना जब कोई भी वेला आती है तो मैं यूज करूं तो लाइक सेम वे यू जमा करना. जमा कैसे करते? स्मृति से. मैं ये हूं कब कब करना है. इट्स नॉट लाइक यू टेक आउट चंक्स ऑफ टाइम एंड गो सिट ऑन हिमालयस. नो, चलते फिरते खाते पीते यू रिमाइंडिंग योरसेल्फ यहां दिस इज द बेस्ट टाइम फॉर यू टू स्टार्ट. एज यू वॉकिंग अराउंड मीटिंग पीपल टॉक यू रिमाइंडिंग योरसेल्फ आई एम पीस, आई एम लव, I am this. God's hand of protection is over me. You have to remind when there are no problems. So when the situation comes, you know what to think. You know what to do. This is in Abu. I met this American lady. She's been with Brahma Kumaris for 3 years when I met her in 2017. She was sharing an experience of hers. She said she's been practicing for 3-4 years now with meditation and every day she's doing. She has no problem in life. No problem. Son is gone to university. He stays in university campus. Husband is a traveling, you know, he's emeritus professor. He travels a lot. So she's, most of the time she's alone. So she has this early morning. We all have early morning meditation. I think they must have told you at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so she would wake up in the morning and then go to class in the nearby center and all. So what happened? One night, she's sleeping. And they have alarm system and everything, you know. So she's sleeping. And usually she would wake up in the night sometime to see the clock and say, is it 4 yet? That day she woke up and she said it was still 2 o'clock. She said, oh, I've got 2 more hours to sleep, so I'll go back to sleep. And then she sees there is a man at the end of the bed standing. Not her husband, not her son, some strange man. Usually what do you do when you see a stranger in the middle of the night in your house when nobody's there? What would you do? Scream, no? Scream, shout, run, get a phone, whatever. She looked at him and she said, how did you come inside? I locked everything downstairs. She had a conversation with the chor. Can you imagine that? How did you come up? And this man is taken aback because he expects fear. And he will respond with anger. That's what usually happens. He will try to control her or whatever. He's taken aback that this woman is talking to him like his family members at home. So then he said, I just came up. So what do you want? Then he didn't know what. I'm hungry, he said. So she said, go down and in the fridge I have pumpkin pie. Have it. So he went down. I think he is also confused. He just moved out of the room and then she locked the door and called 911. And by the time the police came, he was gone. And the policeman told her, how did you have a conversation? That is amazing. What presence of mind, what wonderful, this kind of preparedness is important, and all that. He was very appreciative of her. She said, because I'm meditating, I think I got the right thought at the right time. You get what I'm trying to say? That is solution for daily life. I get the right thought at the right time. I was in the airport. When you travel, you learn a lot. Sitting in the airport, and I have this lady, she must be in her late 60s, sitting next to me, and she had this elongated bag, little, and very thick. And I was thinking, where will she place it in the overhead locker? How will she fit it in? I'm thinking. Just then, a young boy, must be in his late teens, he runs so fast that he pushes that bag to that side. She got up, she ran up to that, and that boy standing there thinking, whose bag is this? She goes up and she says, "Dikhane padta kya tumko?" she said. And he said, "Don't you know where to keep your bag?" That boy is also very rude, very rude. Don't know where to keep it. And I thought, now what's going to happen? I went to help her with the bag. I thought, now this woman will also say something. She's very wise. She said, "There was no place there, sweetie." She called him sweetie. "There is no place there, sweetie." And he says, "It's okay, Auntie G." And he puts it back there and goes. Right time. And that time is to give respect. He is younger than I. He doesn't know what he's doing. No, respect. You give me respect, I will give you respect. Exchange. I was in the center, and there's this man walked in, and he's a salesman selling 1 rupee pens. And he said, "I'll give you, this 1 rupee pen, sister, please buy it." I said, "1 rupee pens don't work, I don't want it, please, sorry." He left. Another 5 minutes later, he came back again. I said, "I told you I don't want." He said, "No, sister, I've just read that board outside. Brahma Kumari's free meditation. A meditation sikhate." So, "Yes, please sit down, I will explain." So I told him about meditation and what I teach. And kitne log sunte didi? Are 100 log bhi sun sakte. Acha? To aap ek ghanta sunenge? Maine kaha 3 ghanta bhi suna sakte. To he said, "Aap jo bhi sunate fir wo sab yaad kaise rakhte ho log?" Maine likhte hai na. Acha. 1 rupee pen de de. Ab le. Main le li. Aap puchenge kyun? I am used to being listened to. Right? He fulfilled my need. And I fulfilled his need. Kisi ko kuch chahiye, to de do na, solution hai. Unko respect chahiye, kyun do? Nahi, de do na. De do. Easy hai, simple hai. De do. Maine 30 variety food banaya, tum pyaasi, tum paani kyun maang rahe? Are? Pyaas lagi, mujhe paani pehle nahi, paani nahi peena. पहले खाओ क्या जबरदस्ती है टू बी एबल टू गिव व्हाट अ पर्सन रिक्वायर्स समवन वांट्स पीस डोंट गिव लव फ्रस्ट्रेटेड हो जाएंगे मेरे को शांति में छोड़ दो नहीं नहीं खाओ ना खाओ खाओ पियो पियो सो जा नहीं मेरे को छोड़ दो ना मेरे को मेरे हाल पे छोड़ दो नहीं नहीं छोड़ना है What does a person, to be able, we use this word in spiritual term, feel the pulse. Feel the pulse. Koi aate hai center pe, most times I don't tell knowledge at all. Unko sunna hi nahi hai, pata pad raha hai, unko sunna nahi hai. Unko sunana hai. Unko kuch, somebody was telling me, "Sister, I'm very upset with my husband. I have problem with my boss." I said you have problem with your boss. Why you have now you're disturbed with your husband? She said, "I'll tell you. I'm coming home and I'm sharing with my husband. My boss is, he's a terrible person. He is very disrespectful and everything. And my husband, he's telling me, 'Chhod do na job. Tumse nahi hunga. Tumse nahi hunga.' Aise rehte bosses sab. छोड़ दे, तेरे नहीं होता, तू क्यों जॉब कर रही है? आई एम सो अपसेट विथ हिम बिकॉज आई डोंट वॉन्ट एडवाइस, आई वॉन्ट समवन टू लिसन टू मी, दैट्स इट. सुन लो ना, मैं कैसे भी मैनेज कर ले, मैं मैनेज कर रही हूं ना बॉस से, मैं कर लेती, तुम सुनो ना थोड़ा, मेरे को शांति हुई. आई वॉन्ट टू शेयर. बिफोर लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैव यू नो अ रेप्यूटर ऑफ एडवाइसेस. चलो तुम कुछ बोलो तो मैं एडवाइस दू. नहीं चाहिए तुम्हारे एडवाइस. आई नो वॉट इज राइट एंड रॉन्ग. टू हैव दैट क्लैरिटी, वे टू स्पीक, वे नॉट टू स्पीक, वे टू लिसन एंड वे नॉट टू लिसन. ये क्लैरिटी आ जाए, इट ऑल स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम दैट वन पॉइंट, स्मृति. द अवेयरनेस, वॉट इज इट दैट यू आर ट्रेनिंग योर सेल्फ विद, वॉट आर यू टेलिंग योर सेल्फ अगेन. मुझे नहीं, इस चीजों में नहीं जाना, इस चीज में नहीं जाना, कोई जरूरत ही नहीं है. क्यों मैं टाइम इसमें, बार बार मैं अपने आप को अवेयरनेस, तो वो आप बन जाएंगे. दिस वन 20 ईयर ओल्ड आई मेट इन 2002. आई हैव नेवर मेट अ बॉय लाइक दैट, अ 20 ईयर ओल्ड, सच मैनर्ड, और एकदम लाइक अ जेंटलमैन, लाइक द वे ही स्पीक, द वे ही सेज, द वे ही इट्स. एंड हिज ओन सिस्टर हू 16 ईयर ओल्ड इज प्लॉपिंग हरसेल्फ ऑन द यू नो द काउच एंड शी इज लाइक एनी 16 ईयर ओल्ड, बट दिस बॉय इज सो मैनरफुल. I asked him, how you have so much manners and such kind of royalty and everything, how? He said, Didi, when I was 8 years old, I went to my, you know, my grandfather's house. My grandfather is no more, but his photo is there right in the front room, like a Rai Bahadur, and in with that sword and everything, one photo is there. And I asked my grandmother and she said, we have royal blood. And then I thought, I have royal blood, I am not ordinary. I can't speak like a normal people, I can't behave like normal people. That's all. Till now, I never behave like anybody, because royal blood is there. Ek awareness se dekho kya ho gaya. Huh? 8 saal ki umar mein. Just that awareness. You have to, I am like ordinary, then I am ordinary. Like anybody else. I am not like everybody. She is arguing with me. I'll also, why? I'm not like her. What I'm telling myself is, I'm like everybody, then I will behave like everybody. Somebody was talking to me the other day, and she was saying, I have a problem if anybody lies. If anybody, you know, lies, then I get angry. Or else I don't get angry. I said, telling lies is wrong, getting angry is also wrong, equally wrong. अब इसमें आप कैसे different हुए? आप different तो नहीं हो ना, वही same हो. Control, आपका भी control नहीं रहा, उनका भी control नहीं रहा. अब दोनों control के बिना तो it is chaos only ना. I was meeting one of our sisters down in Shantivan, and our Dadi Gulzar, you know, She, Dadi was one of our administrative heads from 2020, and she was known for her silence and her purity. So I remember we had an experience, and I'll share this and I'll end it. We had a conference in Hyderabad, and there was this man, he owns this property called Soma, Ramoji Film City. Yeah. And so he has a huge property where he has something like Disney World he's made, but it is not really in that level, but people go, it's like a sightseeing place. And there is a five-star hotel and all. This particular conference was in this hotel, and we had to coordinate with this Ramoji Rao secretary. And his secretary was so busy and stressed, that when we gave the agenda to him, he took it and he said, what is all this? And he did, and threw it and said, why are you giving me all this and all? He was so upset and, you know, very, because the chief minister was coming, I think he got very stressed. So he threw the paper and everything and he shouted and he went inside. So hamara kaam to nahi hua. So anyway, we came out and one of the, you know, volunteers who was helping us, she went up to Dadi Gulzar who was upstairs and shared. You know, wo bhai ko gussa aaya na, didiyon ke upar phek. He didn't throw it on us. He did not. He was frustrated in himself and as a fake. But he's telling, oh, didiyon ka fake. So Dadi, she said, vistar mein nahi jao. डोंट गो इनटू एक्सपेंशन. मतलब वो भाई को गुस्सा आया, बस नाउ नो मोर, व्हाट कैन वी डू अबाउट इट. वो गुस्सा आया तो क्या करना है हमको, कुछ नहीं, गुस्सा आया बस. And then the whole program was over and everything. It went off very well. The secretary was also very nice. He organized everything, all everything fine. And the evening, Dadi called us, myself and Sister Deepa and everybody, and said, "Wo bhai aaya tha." Dadi said, "Kaun sa bhai?" We were thinking, "Kaun sa bhai aayega?" Then we remembered this secretary. Aake maafi maang ke gaya. He went to Dadi and said, "Sorry." Naka wonderful hai. So, and then Dadi added, तो आप उनके बहने हो ना. हाँ, उनके बहने हैं. उनको माफ किया? हमने कहा हाँ दादी. तो दादी सेड, ऐसे माफ करना बहने, जब वो आपको देखेंगे तो उनको लगना चाहिए कि आपको याद ही नहीं है. समझ में? हम बस बोले कि हम माफ करें, नहीं, उनको लगना चाहिए कि आपको याद ही नहीं है वो इंसिडेंट. ऐसा होना चाहिए. दैट इज द काइंड ऑफ वाइब्स दैट यू सेंड अक्रॉस फ्रॉम यू. दैट इज अ सॉल्यूशन एंड इट स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम हियर. इट ऑल स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम हियर. इट डजंट स्टार्ट फ्रॉम बिहेवियर. आई कैन बिहेव वेरी वेल विथ यू बट आई एम कर्सिंग यू इन फ्रॉम इनसाइड. है ना? सो द होल अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज अ सॉल्यूशन फॉर डेली लाइफ इज टू गेट बैक, स्टेप बैक राइट विद इन एंड गो बैक टू वॉट यू आर. दिस इज हु यू आर. You don't learn it. This is who you are, right? But this doesn't happen in a jiffy. It happens step after step. I learn with an anecdote I read somewhere. It's not real. It's an anecdote. So it seems one lady went up to a magician and told the magician, "Can you ask the magician, can you make a magic potion for me, so that if my husband were to drink it, he should feel only love because he's a very angry person." So he said, "I'll make a potion, but I need a whisker of a lion." अरे मैं कहाँ से लेकर आऊँ? अब कहाँ से तो भी लेकर आओ बेन, पर whisker of a lion. It seems in the outskirts of a jungle, there is a lion which comes and drinks water. So she went and waited and waited, and a real lion came and drank water and went. So every day she would go and stand and watch the lion and come back. But every day she would take two steps forward. And after a while, she was very close to the lion. Ekdam nazdik aa gaye. And she tiptoed. After 6 months, she tiptoed towards the lion and she plucked the whisker. The lion said nothing. Take, no. She took the whisker, gave it to the magician and said, "Now make the magic potion." Usne bahut acche tarah examine kiya. बोला ये तो शेर का ही मुछ है, तो शेर का ही तो है. तो ही सेड, 6 महीने मैंने मेहनत करके लेकर आए. दैट मैन जस्ट थ्रू इट इन द एयर. शी स्टार्टेड क्राइंग. सो मच एफर्ट एंड आपने इसे फेंक दिया. ही सेड, "मैडम, इफ यू कुड टेम अ वाइल्ड एनिमल इन 6 मंथ्स, व्हाट इज योर हस्बैंड?" नथिंग. टू स्टेप्स एट अ टाइम. We'll just have just a few minutes of silence before we end. I'd like you all to sit back. And what we're going to do is bring in front of us whatever situations, whatever people you're dealing with, which you find it difficult to manage, and we're going to send the right kind of thoughts towards it. Shall we try that? Okay, sit back. Relax, put all the weight on your feet. Don't try too hard to think in that way. Just let your mind go with the thoughts that I give you. Silently and gently, remind yourself that this is my time to talk to myself. This is my time. This is my moment. And nothing can disturb me. I step back from whatever that is happening around me, and I take a little journey within myself. I become aware of myself to be a point of a diamond. a living diamond behind my eyes. I'm made of love, peace, happiness, purity, honesty. These are my original qualities. I'm divine. And have pure and true intentions towards everyone. I mean good. And I want good things to happen for everyone. I expand my heart and embrace my little world. I forgive those I have to forgive. And I'm grateful to those I'm grateful to. And in this moment, I choose to send good wishes to each one of my family members. And even to those who are difficult, I wish them well. I wish them patience. I wish them strength. And most of all, I wish them to be under the canopy of God's protection. I see each one of them as diamonds, valuable, priceless, with their own specific qualities. And these wishes from my heart will reach them. And everything's going to be all right. Because it's all starting, this holy space within me, this sacred space within me, that purifies everything. I touch everything with my pure intention. I stay in this awareness that I am an embodiment of solutions. And I have a treasure of all virtues. And I have deep love and respect for everyone. I am a giver, and I'll continue to give. Om Shanti.